Jack Cocker, that was some game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good game to be involved in. First half, we looked really comfortable actually after sending off. It's always a lot easier against them men, but yeah, who knew they were going to come out second half, make it difficult, and then they did just that. It was tough, they had nothing to lose, and they're flying around, the centre halves are playing fullback, and it was almost if they had an extra amount of time, but we ground it through and come away with the win. So.
You made a statement even before the sending off, though. You pressed them and didn't give them room, did you?
No, that was the idea. I mean, we worked a lot on that pre-season, especially from goal kicks, getting tight to something from playing out. And no, we've got a lot of energy in the team, and we showed that. We've been working our pre-season, getting the running in, and it works.
Some of the delivery from out wide to create the goals was exceptional, wasn't it?
Yeah, we used a lot of short free kicks and a lot of short set plays today, and got ourselves into good areas when they weren't ready and they weren't switched on. So it paid off for us. I think two of the goals came from that, and no, it was well rehearsed and paid off.
Sometimes difficult playing against 10 and then 9. Mm-hmm. So you disciplined yourself well, didn't you?
Yeah, we shouldn't have made that difficult, but it was, and it can be like that sometimes. It's a lot easier to say our 10 men should be able to pass the ball around and do this and do that, but at 3-0 they had nothing to lose, and they had the crowd, they were getting behind them, especially after the goal, and it was difficult. So
what's a goal from Stephen Ward?
Great goal from Ward, yeah, he's got that left foot and that good technical ability. And as soon as I saw him shouting, running down, I think I knew he was on, and it was an unbelievable finish from him, well taken. So
delighted for Sam to get two goals, because his all-round work rate, he's got to sleep tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, he was getting battered around a bit today against the two big centre-halves, and I think he's used to it now. He does very, very well at that. He's such a good hold-up player, and he works his nuts off, and he deserved his two goals today, Sam. So.
And nobody would see that afternoon coming for Burnley, would they?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the club have had that a lot. We play the underdog, people writing it off. And no, I think that we thrive on upsetting people and proving people wrong. So,
enjoying being back at Burnley?
Yeah, loving it. Yeah, it's a good club. I had good memories here before, and it's good back to see some old faces. And the new lads that are here have helped me settle really well. So,
I guess that played a big part in your decision to sign on the dotted line.
Yeah, definitely. It's my experience here was only good ones, and it was a good opportunity and a new challenge for me. So,
and finally, with a gaffer like yours, there's no way he'll let you get your feet off the floor with this, is there?
No chance. Not with the first game of the season. I've been in teams before. We've had one win, and it's gone completely downhill after that. So no, we can't just want one win. I mean, it's always great to win Chelsea away and get an away win, but can't get carried away with that. So.